This is the first part of Module 1, Unit 1 of the Pilipino Head Start. Be sure you have read the objectives for this unit and the English equivalent of the conversation before you continue. In the following conversation, the Turners have run into Mrs. Cruz. Listen as they exchange greetings and Bob Turner introduces his wife.
Magandang gabi po.
Magandang gabi po naman, Ginang Cruz. Kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman. At kayo?
Mabuti po naman. Ginang Cruz, ito po si Ann. May bahay ko.
Ikinagagalak akong makilala kayo, Ginang Turner. Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Cruz.
Now, let's practice speaking. Listen to how Mrs. Cruz greets Bob Turner.
Magandang gabi po.
Repeat.
Magandang. Magandang. Magandang gabi po. Magandang gabi po. Po.
Is roughly equivalent to sir or ma'am and is added for politeness, particularly when addressing strangers, persons of higher rank or status, or older people. Bob responds with, good evening too, Mrs. Cruz. Listen.
Magandang gabi po naman, Ginang Cruz.
Then he adds, how are you?
Kumusta po kayo?
Repeat.
Kumusta po kayo? Kumusta po kayo? Ginang Cruz? Ginang Cruz? Magandang gabi po naman, Ginang Cruz. Magandang gabi po naman, Ginang Cruz. Magandang gabi po naman, Ginang Cruz. Kumusta po kayo? Magandang gabi po naman, Ginang Cruz. Kumusta po kayo?
The equivalent of quite well is
mabuti po naman. At kayo?
Is and you? Repeat.
Mabuti? Mabuti? Mabuti po naman. Mabuti po naman. Mabuti po naman. At kayo? Mabuti po naman. At kayo?
Bob says that he's quite well too, and goes on to introduce his wife.
Mabuti po naman. Ginang Cruz, ito po si Ann, may bahay ko. May bahay.
Is wife. Repeat.
May bahay. May bahay.
My wife is
may bahay ko.
Repeat.
May bahay ko. May bahay ko.
This is Ann is
ito po si Ann.
Repeat.
Ito po si Ann. Ito po si Ann. Ito po si Ann, may bahay ko. Ito po si Ann, may bahay ko. Ginang Cruz, ito po si Ann, may bahay ko. Ginang Cruz, ito po si Ann, may bahay ko.
Mrs. Cruz responds,
ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo, Ginang Turner.
Roughly equivalent to, I'm pleased to meet you, Mrs. Turner. Listen.
Ikinagagalak.
Repeat.
Galak. Gagalak. Nagagalak. Ikinagagalak. Ikinagagalak kong. Makilala kayo. Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo. Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo, Ginang Turner. Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo, Ginang Turner.
Mrs. Turner responds.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Cruz.
Which is similar to, I am also pleased to meet you, Mrs. Cruz. Listen and repeat.
Nagagalak din po akong. Nagagalak din po akong. Makilala kayo. Makilala kayo. Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Cruz. Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Cruz.
Now, listen once again to the entire conversation. Repeat each line during the pause.
Magandang gabi po.
Magandang gabi po naman, Ginang Cruz. Kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman. At kayo?
Mabuti po naman. Ginang Cruz, ito po si Anne. May bahay ko.
Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo, Ginang Turner. Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Cruz.
Now, let's practice and expand on the conversation. Mrs. Cruz greets the Turners with, good evening.
Magandang gabi po.
Exercise 1. Listen and repeat the greetings for other times of the day.
Magandang umaga. Magandang umaga. Magandang tanghali. Magandang tanghali. Magandang hapon. Magandang hapon. Magandang araw. Magandang araw. Magandang gabi. Magandang gabi.
When responding to a greeting, you add
naman,
which means also, and you would add
po
for politeness. Exercise 2. Respond to the greetings you hear. For example, if you hear
magandang umaga po,
you say
magandang umaga po naman.
You will then hear the correct response. As you do this exercise, be sure of what you're saying by picturing each time of the day. Ready?
Magandang umaga po. Magandang umaga po naman. Magandang tanghali po. Magandang tanghali po naman. Magandang hapon po. Magandang hapon po naman. Magandang araw po. Magandang araw po naman.
When greeting someone or responding to a greeting, you can also add the person's name or rank. Exercise 3. Listen and repeat these ranks.
Teniente. Teniente. Capitán. Capitán. Major. Major. Coronel. Coronel. Commander. Commander. Admiral. Admiral. Sargento. Sargento.
Exercise 4. You will practice saying good day to a few people using their ranks. For example, if you hear Lieutenant say,
Magandang araw po, Teniente.
Ready? Captain.
Magandang araw po, Kapitan.
Sergeant.
Magandang araw po, Sargento.
Lieutenant.
Magandang araw po, Teniente.
Admiral.
Magandang araw po, Admiral.
Colonel.
Magandang araw po, Colonel.
Major.
Magandang araw po, Major.
You already know that the word for Mrs. is
Ginang.
The word for Mr. is
Ginoo.
And Miss is
Binibini.
When these two words are used with names, a linker, ng, is added. The linker connects words that form a phrase. Repeat.
Ginoong Cruz. Ginoong Cruz. Binibining Reyes. Binibining Reyes.
Mr. and Mrs. would be
Ginoo at Ginang.
Repeat.
Ginoo at Ginang Cruz. Ginoo at Ginang Cruz.
Note that
Ginang
remains the same with or without names. Exercise 5. You will greet some people by name at around noon. Remember,
po
is used when addressing strangers, people of higher rank or status, or older people. When greeting someone your own age, it is customary to use
sa iyo.
To you. For this exercise, if you hear a first name, use
sa iyo.
For example, if you hear
Juan,
say
Magandang tanghali sa iyo, Juan.
But if you hear
Ginoong Cruz,
say
Magandang tanghali po, Ginoong Cruz.
Let's begin.
Maria.
Magandang tanghali sa iyo, Maria.
Binibining Gomez.
Magandang tanghali po, Binibining Gomez.
Ginoong Ramirez.
Magandang tanghali po, Ginoong Ramirez.
Pedro.
Magandang tanghali sa iyo, Pedro.
Jose.
Magandang tanghali sa iyo, Jose.
Ginang Ruiz.
Magandang tanghali po, Ginang Ruiz.
Paulita.
Magandang tanghali sa iyo, Paulita.
This concludes Program 1 of the Filipino Head Start. This program corresponds to the first part of Module 1, Unit 1. If you feel you are ready, proceed to the second part of Module 1, Unit 1. This is the second part of Module 1, Unit 1 of the Filipino Head Start. Let's review the dialogue for this unit. In the following conversation, the Turners have run into Mrs. Cruz. Listen as they exchange greetings and Bob Turner introduces his wife.
Magandang gabi po.
Magandang gabi po naman, Ginang Cruz. Kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman. At kayo?
Mabuti po naman. Ginang Cruz, ito po si Anne. May bahay ko.
Ikinagagala kong makilala kayo, Ginang Turner. Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Cruz.
Another way to greet one person formally is to add
sa inyo.
The plural of
sa iyo.
Repeat.
Sa inyo.
This is also used to greet more than one person. If you're greeting several people, you can add
lahat,
which means all.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Notice that when followed by another word,
inyo,
adds the linker ng. Repeat.
Inyong lahat. Inyong lahat. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
How would you say good morning to someone older or higher in rank?
Magandang umaga sa inyo.
Now, suppose you come into your office and you want to greet three or four people who are already there. What do you say? If you said,
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
You are correct. Exercise 6. Say in Tagalog the greetings you see in your book. For example, if you read, "Good morning, Mrs. Ruiz," say,
"Magandang umaga po, Ginang Ruiz."
Or, if she's much older than you,
"Magandang umaga sa inyo, Ginang Ruiz."
Let's begin with the first greeting.
Magandang tanghali sa iyo, Carlos. Magandang gabi po, Ginoong Cruz.
Or,
magandang gabi sa inyo, Ginoong Cruz. Magandang hapon sa iyo, Pasita. Magandang araw po, Binibining Ramirez. Magandang gabi po, Tiniente. Magandang hapon sa iyo, Ana. Magandang tanghali po, Sargento. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
Remember how to say, "How are you?"
Kumusta po kayo?
You can also say,
kumusta ka?
Repeat.
Kumusta ka? Kumusta ka? Ka.
The less formal form of you is used when you are speaking to someone about your own age or lower in rank. Exercise 7. Let's practice saying good morning and how are you. For example, if you hear lieutenant, you say,
magandang umaga po, Tiniente. Kumusta po kayo?
If you hear a first name like Lydia, you say,
magandang umaga sa iyo, Lydia. Kumusta ka?
When you hear a first name, use the less formal form. Ready? Rebecca.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Rebecca. Kumusta ka?
Miguel.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Miguel. Kumusta ka?
Mrs. Garcia.
Magandang umaga po, Ginang Garcia. Kumusta po kayo?
Sergeant Santos.
Magandang umaga po, Sargento. Kumusta po kayo?
Pasita.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Pasita. Kumusta ka?
Mr. Abrera.
Magandang umaga po, Ginoong Abrera. Kumusta po kayo?
Exercise 8. Say the following sentences in Tagalog. Good morning, Mrs. Paraiso. How are you?
Magandang umaga po, Ginang Paraiso. Kumusta po kayo?
Good afternoon, Roberto. How are you?
Magandang hapon sa iyo, Roberto. Kumusta ka?
Good noon, Mrs. Ruiz. How are you?
Magandang tanghali po, Binibining Ruiz. Kumusta po kayo?
Good evening, Captain. How are you?
Magandang gabi po, Kapitan. Kumusta po kayo?
Good day, Tomas. How are you?
Magandang araw sa iyo, Tomas. Kumusta ka?
The answer to
kumusta po kayo?
Or to
kumusta ka?
Is
mabuti po naman.
Or
mabuti naman.
Exercise 9. Listen carefully to the greetings and respond accordingly. For example, if you hear
magandang umaga po, kumusta po kayo?
You say
mabuti po naman.
If you hear
magandang gabi sa iyo, kumusta ka?
You say
mabuti naman.
Ready?
Magandang umaga po, kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman.
Magandang gabi po, kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman.
Magandang hapon sa iyo, kumusta ka?
Mabuti naman.
Magandang tanghali po. Kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman.
Magandang araw sa iyo. Kumusta ka?
Mabuti naman.
Magandang gabi sa iyo. Kumusta ka?
Mabuti naman.
Magandang hapon po. Kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman.
In the conversation, Bob Turner introduces his wife by saying,
ito po si Ann. May bahay ko.
The word for husband is
asawa.
Repeat.
Asawa. Asawa.
So if Anne were introducing her husband Bob, she would say,
ito po si Bob, asawa ko.
Asawa.
Is also used colloquially for wife, and is much more common than the more formal
may bahay.
The word for friend is
kaibigan.
Repeat.
Kaibigan. Kaibigan.
How would you introduce Tom, your friend?
Ito po si Tom, kaibigan ko.
I is
ako.
So, to introduce yourself, you say
ako po si
and your name. Exercise 10. Listen and repeat these sentences.
Ito po si Mary, may bahay ko. Ito po si Peter, asawa ko. Ito po si Ellen, asawa ko.
Ito po si Frank Olson, kaibigan ko. Ito po si Ginoong Cruz. Ito po si Binibining Paraiso.
Exercise 11. Introduce the following people. Carl, your husband.
Ito po si Carl, asawa ko.
Tony Johnson, your friend.
Ito po si Tony Johnson, kaibigan ko.
Lieutenant Miller, your friend.
Ito po si Teniente Miller, kaibigan ko.
Yourself. You should have said...
Ako po si...
And your name. Karen, your wife.
Ito po si Karen, asawa ko.
The word for my has two forms.
Ko.
When used after a noun, as in...
Asawa ko.
And...
Aking.
When used in front of a noun, as in...
Aking asawa.
Notice also that the name can come first or second, just as in English. This is Alicia, my wife.
Ito si Alicia, asawa ko.
Or, this is my wife, Alicia.
Ito ang aking asawa, si Alicia.
Exercise 12. Listen and repeat these sentences.
Ito si Alicia, asawa ko. Ito ang asawa ko, si Alicia. Ito si Alicia, aking asawa. Ito ang aking asawa, si Alicia.
When someone is introduced to you, you can simply say,
Kumusta po kayo?
Or,
Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Exercise 13. Several people will introduce themselves, saying that they are happy to meet you. Respond that you are also pleased, addressing each person by name. For example, if you hear,
Ako po si Kapitan Juan Santos. Kinagagala kong makilala kayo.
You say,
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Kapitan Santos.
Are you ready?
Ako po si Teniente Fidel Corona. Kinagagala kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Teniente Corona.
Ako po si Kapitan Ridon. Kinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Kapitan Ridon.
Ako po si Major Parado. Kinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Major Parado.
Ako po si Rafael Aquino. Kinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginoong Aquino.
Ako po si Alicia Lazaro. Kinagagala kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po ako makilala kayo, Ginang Lazaro.
Or?
Nagagalak din po ako makilala kayo, Binibining Lazaro.
Note that it is considered presumptuous for Filipinos to introduce themselves with Mr., Mrs., or Miss. When a woman introduces herself using her first and last name, you can address her as either Miss. Or Mrs. You'll be corrected if you guess wrong. Listen to the following conversation. See how much you can understand.
Magandang araw po, Ginang Turner.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Gloria. Kumusta ka?
Mabuti po naman, Ginang Turner. Ito po si Rosa, kaibigan ko. Nagagalak po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Turner.
Kumusta ka, Rosa?
This concludes Program 2 of the Filipino Head Start. If you feel you are ready, take the self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 1.